by the Perpetual Edict, forced by John de Witt upon the United Provinces. As it rarely happens that public opinion, in its whimsical flights, does not identify a principle with a man, thus the people saw the personification of the Republic in the two stern figures of the brothers de Witt, those Romans of Holland, spurning to pander to the fancies of the mob, and wedding themselves with unbending fidelity to liberty without licentiousness, and prosperity without the waste of superfluity. On the other hand, the Stadtholderate recalled to the popular mind the grave and thoughtful image of the young Prince William of Orange. The brothers de Witt humoured Louis XIV, whose moral influence was felt by the whole of Europe, and the pressure of whose material power Holland had been made to feel in that marvellous campaign on the Rhine, which, in the space of 3 months, had laid the power of the United Provinces prostrate. Louis XIV had long been the enemy of the Dutch, who insulted or ridiculed him to their heart's content, although it must be said that they generally used French refugees for the mouthpiece of their spite. Their national pride held him up as